Welcome to the Influencer Podcast. I'm your host, Julie Solomon. If you found yourself here, it means you are ready to unleash the powerful visionary that lives inside you, turning you into an authentic leader who creates influence, impact, and change. Let's get started. I come bearing gifts today. Happening in October. First class goes down October 17th. JulieSolomon.net/brand. I cannot wait to support you in becoming brand abundant. Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Influencer Podcast. And we are on a roll. Today, we are talking about how to build a successful brand with four simple tips, strategies, tips, steps, whatever you want to call them. Now, I want to know if you are ready to make and market a successful brand, you're going to love today's class. And if you want to dive in deeper with what we chat about today on this class, this episode, then I'm going to give you a chance to join a free live virtual event with me starting on October 17th. This is where I'm going to work with you on perfecting your offer, clarifying your strategy, and really building a full-fledged career that makes a difference. So this is all about making and marketing a really successful brand. So if accelerating your brand and growing your brand is something that is important to you right now, you're going to love this class. This is going to be incredible, and I do not want you to miss it. So you can just head over to juliesolomon.net/brand to sign up for that. Now, a lot of the conversations that I have been having recently is really about helping you create and grow your brand and your business in a way that you're really proud of here on the podcast. And so also with not just a following, but with a community that you are super proud of and that you're actually showing up for and serving, because it really comes down to that, right? That idea of service. That's why we're all here. That's why we're listening. We want to show up and learn something so we can be of service. We want to create more impact. We want to create more abundance in our lives. And in some way, whether that's in our business or whether that's getting new clients or whether that's showing up on stages, working with brands, whatever that is, selling more products, we want more abundance. But in order to have that, we have to be of service. And I believe that abundance actually can't even exist without service. I think service equals abundance. And so I think that it's really important to remember that when we do show up and we do serve and we do sell, we are actually giving someone something that they really need. And that is where abundance comes in. It's not just about our own abundance, but it's about really instilling abundance in somebody else's life. And it's a great thing. And even if it makes you feel a little uncomfortable to put yourself out there, to market yourself, to sell yourself, and I get it, a lot of us can feel this way, but I feel like we have to honor that, but then realize that's just a story and we don't have to believe it. We don't have to believe that abundance isn't possible for us. We don't have to believe that we're not good at marketing. We don't have to believe that, you know, it doesn't matter because we can't do what we want to do anyways. It's really not about doing more, but it's about serving your community in a really intentional and high level way. And so that's what I'm going to be walking you through today. And that's what I'm also going to be diving in deeper on that free class. So you're going to want to make sure that you really dive into that if building your brand is something that matters a lot to you right now. So step one here is really about identifying your process. And so I'm going to give you an overview today, and then we're going to be going deeper during that free event on October 17th. So one of the things is the process. And this is where we really go from mindset to taking action to then actually making your brand magic come alive. And this goes deeper work. This is really about creating something that feels aligned to you. It's easy to create, but sometimes when it's not in an alignment, it can feel really hard. It can feel very forced. It can feel very heavy. And so when we can get to this place of making sure that our process, that the way that we're showing up and creating is aligned, and that we're coming from a mindset that really serves us, that's what's going to be bringing in more abundance, because that is where our purpose is really rooted. And when we get clear on that, then you're kind of like a lighthouse radiating out to all of those lost ships at sea. Like, people can't help but just to attract to you, to magnate towards you. And so you're going to attract all of those people who are seeking your direction and your help. And you're going to be that way to their safe harbor.
My friends, have you ever thought that you have done the hard part? You have started your business and you have taken that leap from belief into really stepping out and claiming a vision for yourself. But you know that if you want to make money doing what you love, you need other support. You need to grow. You need to scale. You need a marketing strategy. You need a lot of this stuff. Now, of course, I talk so much about these things, right? Like how to identify your target audience, where to find them, which marketing channels to focus on so you're really making the most out of your budget. And of course, how to use things like data to set goals. But there's another great podcast that I love out there that also talks about this stuff. And it's called This Is Small Business. This Is Small Business, an original podcast from Amazon, answers so many of these kinds of questions. Whether you're dreaming of starting your business or you're looking to take a part-time side hustle full-time, or maybe you're a few years in and you're ready to scale, This Is Small Business is going to give you the practical tips that you can start using today. And I know that if you love these topics on my podcast, you're going to love them on this one too. Make sure to follow This Is Small Business on Apple Podcasts or Spotify so you don't miss these fantastic episodes. And a big thanks to This Is Small Business for sponsoring the show. My friends, as creators, we work so hard creating our content. So we don't want to leave it up to things like an algorithm to determine how successful our online brands and businesses can be. And that is why I love Kajabi. Kajabi is the ultimate all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs like myself build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. And I know they can help you too. No matter your niche, Kajabi makes it easy to turn your skills, your passions, your experiences into enriching offers like online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, communities, personalized coaching, and so much more. What I love about Kajabi is that not only does it make it super easy to use, but they don't take a cut of your revenue because everything is owned and controlled by you. You don't need a huge audience to make a sustainable income online. I talk about that all the time here on the podcast. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi making 6 and 7 figures without having hundreds of thousands of followers, and you can too. Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business. Go to kajabi.com/influencer. That's kajabi.com/influencer. Go to kajabi.com/influencer and join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion.
So knowing your process, understanding your process, having a clear process is what is going to help lay out so much clarity for you. It's also going to help you overcome any of that internal BS that can come up as you're starting to really build your business and brand, because it can be scary. It can feel intimidating. It can feel insecure. You know, we have all these ideas and we're super excited about it, but there's always this little thing, right? This little thing in us that's like, is this actually going to work? You know? And then we kind of get afraid to share it with people because we don't want, you know, we don't want to share it and it not work. It's kind of like, you know, you have a new baby and you're like, please don't call my baby ugly. You know, it's like, don't poo-poo on my vision. Don't call my baby ugly. But that's really where the process comes in. The more that you are in alignment with your process, the more that you are in alignment with the mindset that is moving you forward, the better you can take action and make your brand magic happen. And that is why I'm so excited to share this new free live event that I'm hosting starting on October 17th that is going to help you with a lot of this. So go to juliesolomon.net/brand if you want to sign up. All right. Now, step two is all about positioning. You have got to have a solid understanding of what it is that you're offering and making sure that the people that you're offering it for knows it's for them. So this is about going from polishing to really perfecting your offer and really making sure that you have a solid foundation in the marketplace. This is all about how you are positioned in the marketplace. So what do you offer? Who is it for? And do they know it's for them? If you are not super clear on those three questions, or if those three questions are not at the absolute best level that they could be at today in your business, please sign up for my free event. I promise it's going to help you. Positioning is so important.
Positioning is really everything when it comes to how you can't even effectively market yourself unless you are positioned appropriately. And I think a lot of times people like to skip this step. You know, they want to focus on the offer. They want to focus on the creative aspects of it. They just want to create content for the sake of creating content. But then they're not really positioning themselves as being an expert, a leader, a unique differentiator in the marketplace, which means that it kind of just goes silent. People don't know what you're offering. They don't know it's for them. And that's your job to make that happen. So that's where the positioning comes into play. Now, the third step here is that you have to start learning how to effectively articulate and communicate your offer and attracting your ideal prospect. So this is all about the marketing piece. This is from launching your offer effectively to building out a proper and solid sales funnel that allows you to make more offers at a more effective rate, to serve more people, to make more sales, to grow your business. And this all stems on your strategy. So you have to have a clear strategy. You have to really start narrowing in on your market and how to speak to your market succinctly and directly. And you want to create for your market that you're serving, your ideal prospect. You want to get so specific on who this person is and how to talk to them and make sure that you're actually talking to them in a way that they can understand it and hear it, because that's how you're going to be able to sell more. That's how you're going to be able to serve more. And that's how you're going to be able to really support them, which is what all of this is about, the service and the support. Because the more that you can articulate your value, the more that you can really show your value through that marketing, the more that you're going to attract your prospect. And most importantly, you're going to repel those who aren't interested in your offer, which is great, because then they get out of the way for you to attract more. And I think that this part is usually the biggest challenge for people. They're so afraid to put themselves out there. They're so afraid to narrow down. They're so afraid to niche down. And because they're afraid, they're losing out on so much opportunity. They're losing out on so much money. They're losing out on so much ability to impact people, and they're actually decreasing their potential. And so the more that you can actually get the people that don't need to be there out of the way and really show up for those that you're meant to serve, the more that everyone wins. I promise there's plenty enough to go around. So you've got to get out of that scarcity mindset. You've got to figure out how to properly market yourself, how to sell yourself, and you need to start showing up and selling them through your service every single day. And you do that by making sure you have a really clear launch plan and you build out a solid sales funnel, which of course, if you need help with this, I can do that. That is what I do. Just head over to juliesolomon.net/brand and we can get started there. Now, for our final step today, this is where we start talking about your platform. You've got to start giving yourself a platform and a place to go for not only you, but for your community to congregate and to support your bigger vision. And the first way, I think the best way to do this is list building. So email lists, referral lists, your network list, a list of influencers, list a client list, a customer list, it's list building. It's about going with your platform from list building to creating raving fans and customers, to then having a full-fledged career. And it first starts with list building. You cannot have a strong foundational platform if you do not have a list of potential clients to serve, to pull from. So you have to work on building your list. Whether that's an email list, a client list, a referral list, you have to work on building your list. And that is what is going to allow you to lay that foundation to go from list building to raving fans to a full-fledged career. Now, you may be thinking, how do I pull all of this together? Those are really the steps. It can be that easy, but a lot of times I know that we need support here, and that is where I am here to support you. If you are really ready to show up, if you're willing to make and market your successful brand, here is your chance to do so. We are going to be helping you with all of these four steps during our time together. We're going to be talking about your process, your positioning, your marketing,
and your platform, and how to really make sure that you're showing up to perfect your offer, clarify your strategy, and finally build that full-fledged career that you want that makes a difference. So you can join me for a free live virtual event starting on October 17th. Just head over to juliesolomon.net/brand to save your seat. I cannot wait to support you. Until next time, I will see you on the next episode.
As always, thank you so much for joining me today and every week here on the Influencer Podcast. If you're wanting to dive deeper into the topics and discussions that we have here, I would encourage you to head over to juliesolomon.net and sign up for my weekly newsletter. It is in our amazing newsletter community that we are able to really support you on a much larger scale. And I love to do a ton of amazing things that I send inside your inbox every single week. So just head over to juliesolomon.net. You'll see a little spot there that you can add your information in, and you will get on the list and start receiving all of that good stuff.
When I say the words online business, what do you think of? Do you think of working when you want, from where you want, being your own boss, controlling your income, turning your passion into your profession? Well, when I hear the words online business, I can't help but to think of my dear friend, Amy Porterfield, and her incredible podcast, Online Marketing Made Easy. For 15 years, my friend Amy has taught dreamers, entrepreneurs, and online business owners like yourself how to start and scale an online business by authentically sharing what she's done in each stage of her $100 million business. Yes, 100 million. I mean, this girl literally wrote a New York Times bestselling book on how to leave your 9-to-5 job and start your online business from scratch. Twice a week, Amy will grace your headphones with actionable, inspirational episodes to help you get started, earn more, and serve more with an online business, even if you're starting from nada, zero. From simple strategies to grow your audience, to navigating self-doubt and everything else that you need to growing an online business, nothing is off limits with Amy. That is what I love about her. She is no gatekeeper. So if you love the sound of being your own boss, controlling your income, and serving generously from an online business of your very own, then go subscribe to Online Marketing Made Easy right now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever platform you love listening to. Let her know that I sent you.